This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner.
There is a winter weather advisory in effect until early tomorrow morning. We'll have some snow today, up to 6 inches in some places.
Senior psychology major Victor Sims is one of 23 University of South Florida students who traveled to New Hampshire for a deep dive into politics for class credit. The road to the White House includes a 10-day internship on a presidential campaign during the first primary of the election season.
What's the name for 231?
232.
Okay.
Richard.
It's the last full day of campaigning before Election Day.
Okay.
Sims is in a neighborhood just outside the city of Salem, New Hampshire, canvassing for Hillary Clinton.
Did you think that they were going to have you out here walking around, you know, in a blizzard conditions and going door to door?
No, actually not. I didn't actually think so. I thought it was going to be crazy, but the first day we did it, we were excited because, well, we're from Florida and we don't see snow. So we're just, yeah, we'll go canvassing. And then 30 minutes later, we're like, oh God, why did we go canvassing?
Unfortunately for Sims, no one's home. 25 miles north in Manchester, a normally 20-minute trip that takes me about an hour, other students are reaching out to voters for the Jeb Bush campaign. USF Tampa political science junior Emily Hughes is making last-minute calls.
Politics up here are crazy. The people are so much more intensified with it. They're so much more knowledgeable. It's a whole different ballgame. It's the Super Bowl, so to speak, up here.
What has been the coolest thing you think so far?
Seeing him.
With that, Hughes points over her shoulder to her candidate. The former Florida governor stands about 20 feet from us.
I've gotten to talk to him firsthand, just ask him questions straight up. I didn't know that much about politics, and I knew a lot about people, though, and I get a good vibe from Jeb, and the more I talk to him, the more I feel comfortable in my vote for him.
That personal interaction isn't unusual. The intimate retail style of campaigning in New Hampshire means students don't just meet their candidates, but other candidates, too.
When I am president of the United States, we are going to rebuild the U.S. military.
The day ends in Nashua, where mass communications freshman Miranda Letmer attends a rally for Senator Marco Rubio of Florida.
I feel like it makes you feel more connected with the candidate instead of just, like, watching a debate on television, because you feel like they're talking to you because they're, like, right there.
Election day starts before dawn. I find USF St. Petersburg professor Judith Ann McLaughlin already in a van, impatiently waiting for students.
So I have to ask the question.
Yes.
Why are we awake at 6 o'clock after some of the campaigns didn't get back until like midnight last night?
You know, I'm actually really anxious that it's pretty late because people are already voting right now. So we need to get these folks out there and working for the rest of the day. I think it's going to be all adrenaline at this point, keeping people going. But polls have opened.
Later that day, some students are in Manchester, hanging flyers on doors to remind Bernie Sanders supporters to vote. I catch up with Samantha Kendall, who says the highlight of her week was attending a taping of MSNBC's Hardball.
Chris Matthews took us with him, and we sat down at a table with him and had a really awesome conversation with him. And I also met Madeleine Albright. And then that same night, I got a tattoo of the state of New Hampshire, because I love it so much.
I gotta ask, where?
Where is the tattoo? Yeah. It's on my wrist. It's right here. Right there.
With that, she rolls up her sleeve and reveals a tiny outline of the state of New Hampshire. Probably fortunate it's only a seventh of the size of Florida.
Hi, I'm calling from the Marco Rubio for President, and I was just wondering if Marco could count on your vote today.
Students are busy the rest of Election Day, canvassing, making phone calls, and waving signs at a fevered pitch. That evening, the class gathers at a restaurant to watch the results come in, knowing they would be heading back to Florida the very next morning.
We must protect the men and women who serve our nation in uniform.
Students who work the Sanders and Donald Trump campaigns celebrate, while others reflect about how their candidates fared, not knowing what the future holds for them. And junior Nick Encinas sums up what many of his classmates are feeling. Win or lose, this once-in-a-lifetime class will shape how they look at politics in the future.
It's been an amazing experience so far. I'm definitely going to be thinking about this trip for a very long time.
You can see photos from New Hampshire on our webpage, wusfnews.org. I'll have more on the road to the White House on next week's University Beat on WUSF-TV, Sunday night at 6:30. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.